Second, judgment after death and the next rebirth. We often think of the departed, wondering about the kind of situation they might be in. In Chinese Buddhist culture, it is customary to pray for the dead when we celebrate the New Year or various other holidays. This is all very well if it is done out of concern and respect for our departed parents or loved ones. Most people, however, have the misconception that their parents became ghosts in hell when they pass away. Hoping that their parents will rest in peace, children often have prayer services for their deceased parents. This kind of thinking is actually quite disrespectful to our parents, as only those who have committed grave transgressions will be reborn as hungry ghosts or in hell. Doesn't having such prayer services mean we think our parents were not virtuous in life? Instead, why don't we think that our parents have been reborn in a heavenly realm, or that they are reborn in the Western Pure Land of ultimate bliss? All over the world, many religions believe that when we die, we are all first judged on how we have led our lives. Chinese folk religion believes that after one's death, one appears before King Yama, who will mete out judgment. Christians believe that when they die, they come before God, who decides if they will be welcomed into heaven or condemned to hell. Buddhists believe in judgment after death as well. The difference is that we are judged not by the Buddha, Bodhisattvas, or King Yama, but by our own karma. The cumulative wholesome and unwholesome karma of our past actions will determine the realm of existence we will be reborn into and the conditions into which we will be reborn. In Buddhism, our happiness and misery are not controlled by deities, but are in our very own hands. Where does one go after death? Some people believe that death is the final chapter of one's life, and that there is nothing afterwards, let alone rebirth. To these people, life is short and fragile. Because of this perspective of death, they view life with skepticism and fear, instead of appreciating and treasuring it. Since they believe they will have nothing after death, some only know how to indulge in pleasure while they are alive. Some are willing to do anything, including committing murder and robbery, to further their own personal goals. Such a concept of life, which denies cause and effect, is superficial and frightening and is a wrong view. Although Christians differ from Buddhists in their view on how judgment is meted out, they do believe in the existence of heaven and hell, and life after death. According to Buddhism, after we die, we will be reborn in one of the six realms of existence. There is even an ancient verse that describes being able to discern which realm a person will be reborn in by examining the body of the deceased. When a person dies, if the feet are the first place on the body to go cold, and the head is the last place that remains warm, the deceased has attained the fruit of enlightenment. If the eyes are the last body part to remain warm, this means that the consciousness has left through the eyes to be reborn in the heavenly realms. If the heart is the last body part to remain warm, the deceased will be reborn as a human. If the belly is the last body part to remain warm, the deceased has fallen into the hungry ghost realm. If the knees are the last body part to remain warm, the deceased will be reborn as an animal. If the feet are the last body parts to remain warm, the deceased has fallen into hell. Which realm of existence will we be reborn into? How is this decided? Our rebirth depends on the cumulative wholesome and unwholesome karma of past actions. There is a saying that reminds us, if you want to know about your future life, all you have to do is reflect upon your present life. There are three kinds of karmic forces which determine the realm and the conditions of our next rebirth. These karmic forces are shaped by 1. Karmic weight. The way our karma affects rebirth can be likened to the way a bank auditor goes through the accounts of customers. Those who owe the most money must be pursued first. After a person dies, the relative weight of the wholesome and unwholesome karma will determine the destination of his or her rebirth. A person who has performed many wholesome deeds will be reborn in the three higher realms, while someone with much unwholesome karma will be reborn in one of the three lower realms. The principle behind this is simple. Good begets good, ill begets ill. 2. Habits. A person's habits can affect his or her rebirth. For instance, someone may have a habit of chanting Amitabha Buddha's name. Should this person be in a fatal accident, and if the name of Amitabha Buddha arises clearly in the mind at the moment of death, then this single-minded focus will lead him to be reborn in the Western Pure Land of ultimate bliss. 3. Thoughts. A person's rebirth is closely linked to his or her daily thoughts. If a person is dedicated to the ways of the Buddha, then he or she will be reborn in a pure land. If a person really wishes to enter into heaven and practices accordingly, the person will be reborn in the heavenly realm. Thus, in our daily practice, maintaining mindfulness is the key. Whether it is the weight of our karma, the force of our habits, or the power of our thoughts that leads us to our next rebirth, we should always think good thoughts, practice wholesome deeds, and do no harm. This way, we need not fear judgment or death.